Radio.com and on the Civic Media app. It's Those Were the Days, Saturday night, right here.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The initial shock of the Baltimore Bridge collapse has given way to the realization of what's ahead to recover the bodies of four people, clear the debris, and ultimately rebuild.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore bracing the community for a long road to rebuild.
This is a remarkably complex operation, and our focus needs to be on unity of command and unity of effort.
This week, President Biden said he wants the federal government to cover the cost of rebuilding the bridge. He approved Maryland's $60 million request for initial recovery efforts.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Concerns about Pope Francis heading into the Easter weekend. The 87-year-old did not take part in a Good Friday procession in Rome. The Vatican said it was to preserve his health. Former President Trump and several co-defendants on Friday filed their appeal of the disqualification ruling that allowed Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis to remain on the Georgia election interference case. This is ABC News. Friday marked 1 year since Russia detained American journalist Evan Gershkovich, who's yet to get a trial date on espionage charges in Moscow. U.S. leaders are calling for his release. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
The president, the secretary of state, both congressional leaders from the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisle standing together, really calling out Russia, demanding that Putin release Evan and bring him home. The message across the board from all of these Washington leaders was the same. Journalism is not a crime, and that there's absolutely no evidence that he was doing anything but his job.
Officials in Bastrop County, Texas, charged a driver of a cement truck with criminally negligent homicide after an investigation into the collision last week with a school bus. Two people were killed, 50 were hurt. Court documents show the driver allegedly told officers he had used cocaine the morning of the accident. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 33, cloudy tomorrow with scattered rain likely by evening for your Easter Sunday, high 53, cloudy with rain likely tomorrow night, and a low of 36. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at about 4 to 6 miles per hour, and it's a beautiful, sunny 57 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Saturday, March 30th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thied. Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican-authored tax cut. Yesterday's veto from the Democratic governor was no surprise. Evers had already promised to veto the bill that would have reduced the state's third-highest tax bracket to 4.4% from 5.3%. It also would have expanded an existing break on retirement income. The tax cut would have reduced state revenues by $1.9 billion in the current fiscal year and $1.4 billion annually after that. Evers vetoed another $2 billion Republican tax cut package earlier this month. Governor Tony Evers yesterday vetoed a Republican-backed bill that would have allowed individuals with no license, no education, no training, no experience, no specific skill sets, no qualifications, and no background check to become school district administrators and have direct contact with school with children at school. Under current law, with very limited exception, every school district administrator in Wisconsin must hold an administrator license issued by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, a license requiring the holder to maintain other licensures and have 6 semesters of teaching or pupil services experience, including over 540 hours of classroom teaching, and complete an educator preparatory program, specialist degree, or doctoral degree. The GOP-backed bill, Senate Bill 335, would have effectively eliminated all such requirements, enabling individuals who, for example, did not have to undergo a standard background check to have direct contact with kids in schools across Wisconsin. Governor Evers, who spent most of his career in education as a former educator, principal, superintendent, and state superintendent prior to becoming governor, blasted the proposal. This week, Governor Tony Evers signed into law an assembly bill which continues funding for the Office of School Safety at the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Republican Todd Novak authored the bill with Senator Romaine Quinn to ensure the office continues to receive funding through the fall of 2025. OSS is a division of the DOJ, created in 2018 by a bill Republican Novak authored with Senator Van Wagenaar as Wisconsin's response to the tragic school shooting in Parkland, Florida. OSS has become a critical resource for students, teachers, school administrators, and education communities throughout Wisconsin with the intent to prevent violence in schools and keep our students and teachers safe. The bill will ensure that OSS may retain the necessary full-time staffing levels and continue to fund the program through the fall of 2025 while providing DOJ the ability to reallocate existing fund sources to continue to fund OSS. Governor Tony Evers signed 3 bills authored by Republican Tony Kurtz into law recently. Act 221 was authored with Senator Howard Markline. It creates a grant program to assist local agencies with updating their technology equipment and infrastructure for the Wisconsin Interoperability System for Communications, a radio system that permits emergency responders from public safety agencies to communicate across jurisdictions. Act 222 was authored with Senator Patrick Teston. It will continue the current practice of allowing providers to recover their costs of facilitating next-generation 911 by creating a grant program for incumbent local exchange carriers to receive reimbursement for some of their costs. These costs may include IP-based transport of NG-911, purchasing, installing, and maintaining NG-911 equipment, and NG-911 database management. Next Generation 911 provides better technology and access to emergency communication. In addition to 911 voice capabilities, NG-911 allows the public to send texts, images, videos, and data to a 911 center. Act 244 was authored with Senator Joan Balwig. It increases the cap for state aid for local fairs from $10,000 to $20,000 and prohibits the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection from implementing rules that prohibit someone from being able to collect a state-aided premium for their exhibit of multiple fairs. The rule would discourage increased participation at fairs and place an administrative burden on fairs that is difficult to enforce, especially for smaller fairs like the Juneau County Fair and Elroy Fair. The most recent state budget provided additional funding for county and district fairs, bringing the state aid up to a total of $650,000 annually to account for the changes made in the bill. Representative Kurtz has one additional bill waiting for final action by the governor, Assembly Bill 540, Senate Bill 518, authored with Senator Howard Markline, would provide $20 million for campus community transition grants to be awarded to a county that has a 2-year branch campus closed to in-person instruction with a maximum amount of $2 million per county. These grants will help a county plan and redevelop underutilized campus buildings in the event of a campus closure. The money may be used for economic development, housing, and other redevelopment opportunities. The bill is critically important to several counties who have invested millions in these two-year campuses as the UW system decides what to do with the remaining campuses. Some people in Wisconsin aren't aware of the quality of both Medicare and Medicaid. Dr. Gina Williams of United Healthcare says a dual-eligible special needs plan is a more comprehensive package for people who need more help.
Everything from managing your wellness to managing your behavioral health needs and then everyday needs.
Healthcare providers are signing up people in Wisconsin for Medicare and Medicaid. Christine Huberty is with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources. She says it's mostly for older people with disabilities.
First and foremost, look at the provider network restrictions and look at what's available in your area.
But only about 3 in 10 people who qualify for dual eligible special needs plans were enrolled in 2021. WRCO News time is 5:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Today is Saturday, March 30th. Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home in Ithaca Township. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Military graveside rites will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Memorial Cemetery in Marquesan by the Marquesan American Legion Post 282. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center. Eddie D. Engel, 72, of Cazenovia, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Eddie D. Engel, 72, of Cazenovia. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center, died March 22nd. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. We'll see gradually increasing clouds later on this evening as temperatures will be falling through the 40s. Winds will stay out of the northwest to the north at 7 to 15 miles per hour. So it should be a rather quiet evening overall. We'll see those cloudy skies take over tonight. Low temperatures falling down to near 33 degrees as our winds will be shifting to the north and to the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll be cloudy for Sunday. Look for scattered rain showers likely in the forecast by the late afternoon and evening. Could see some patchy drizzle through the morning. Highs will reach to near 53 degrees on Sunday. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Rain stays likely Sunday night. Low temperatures fall down to a chilly 36 degrees. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And any of those rain showers should gradually become more intermittent throughout the day on Monday. It'll still be cloudy and a bit cooler, however. Highs near 46. Could even see a mix of rain and snow coming in by Monday night as low temperatures fall down to near 31. It'll be blustery as well, northeast to east winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Still some lingering rain or snow showers possible early on Tuesday morning, then giving way to partly sunny skies by Tuesday afternoon. Highs will reach to near 47 degrees on Tuesday. We'll be partly cloudy going into Tuesday night. Lows fall down to a cooler 29 degrees with partly sunny skies in the forecast on Wednesday. Highs will reach to near 47, still a bit blustery throughout the day on Wednesday as well. Thankfully, things will calm down going into Wednesday night with gradually clearing skies. Lows fall to 25. This will give way to sunny skies on our Thursday and more seasonable temperatures. Highs climbing back into the 50s, a high near 53 degrees on Thursday. Clear and quiet again for Thursday night. Lows fall to near 27. And another sunny day for Friday, a touch warmer as well. Highs near 58. And as we look forward to next weekend, we'll continue the warmer temperatures, may creep into the 60s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 57 degrees after a daytime high of 58 and a morning low of 37. Yesterday's high was 53 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1943 is 79 degrees with a record low of 1 below set back in 1964. Last year's high was 42 with a low of 17. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:25 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:46. Winds are out of the southwest at 4 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.86, and we received 13/100ths of an inch of rain during the overnight hours. Once again, our current temperature is 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Attention business owners and homeowners. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean is your go-to solution for unparalleled cleaning services. Whether it's your commercial space, residence, or even your beloved vehicle, we specialize in delivering top-notch cleanliness at its best. Our dedicated team personally serves our clients, ensuring professional results that you deserve. You can trust Brad, Kevin, and Jules for a spotless finish. Ready to experience cleanliness like never before? Call us today at 647-2601. That's 647-2601. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean, where excellence meets cleanliness for both commercial and residential spaces.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
And in a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Reese Hoskins drove in four runs a day after his hard slide into Jeff McNeil caused dugouts to empty and Johan Ramirez was ejected for throwing behind the Milwaukee designated hitter's back, the Brewers' 7-6 victory over the New York Mets. Hoskins had a two-run single in a three-run first inning, followed with a two-run homer in the third inning, and singled and scored on a balk in the fifth by Luis Severino, who gave up a career-high 12 hits in his Mets debut. Ramirez's first pitch to Hoskins in the seventh sailed well behind the right-handed hitter. Ramirez was ejected by plate umpire Lance Barrett. The Brewers will attempt an Easter Sunday sweep of the Mets as they wrap up their three-game series tomorrow in New York. You will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch at Citi Field will be 12:40, with the pregame starting at 12:05. Elsewhere in the major leagues today, one other final. The Tigers beat the White Sox 7-6. Right now, the Orioles are leading the Angels by a score of 12-1. It's the Braves leading the Phillies in the bottom of the fifth. The Athletics are trailing the Guardians 9-3 in the top of the seventh. In the middle of the eighth, the Twins and Royals are tied up at 1-1. The Pirates are leading the Marlins by a score of 9-3 in the end of the seventh. In the bottom of the seventh, the Rays are leading the Blue Jays 3-1. The Reds are beating the Nationals 4-3 in the end of the seventh. And games that will be going on later on tonight include the Cubs at the Rangers, the Astros will be hosting the Yankees, the Giants will be at the Padres, the Rockies will be at the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers will be hosting the Cardinals, and the Mariners will be hosting the Red Sox. The Atlanta Hawks face the Milwaukee Bucks after DeJounte Murray scored 44 points in the Atlanta Hawks' 123-122 overtime win over the Boston Celtics. The teams meet up tonight for the third time this season. The Bucks are 46-27, second in the Eastern Conference, and the Hawks have a 34-39 record, 10th in the Eastern Conference. Tip-off from Atlanta will be at 6:30. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 6. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, it'll be the Pelicans hosting the Celtics. Actually, that game is underway right now, and the Grizzlies are at the Magic. And then, of course, as I just mentioned, the Bucks are at the Hawks. DJ Horn scored 19 points, and North Carolina State kept its magical NCAA tournament run alive, beating Marquette 67-58 to reach the Elite Eight for the first time since 1986. Katie Morsell added 15 points, and Mohamed Diari had 11 points and 15 rebounds for the Wolfpack. They had 8 consecutive victories since the start of the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament. Number 11 seed NC State will face an ACC rival, 4th seeded Duke, on Sunday for a spot in the Final Four. The number 2 seed Golden Eagles couldn't overcome an unsightly shooting performance. Cam Jones scored 20 points, and point guard Tyler Kolek had 17 points and 10 rebounds. Purdue's Jack Eady has led his team to within one win of its first Final Four since 1980. He is the nation's leading scorer and second leading rebounder. And yet there's a sense that whenever his run through college hoops comes to an end, whether Sunday in the regional final against Tennessee or next week at the Final Four, his future in the game might be limited. Basketball has become a positionless sport dictated by analytics, where a higher volume of lower percentage three-pointers hold more of a value than the easy twos. One big question is whether an NBA team is willing to buck that trend and take a chance on a player who was voted a unanimous AP All-American this season. And as we saw, the Sweet 16 are all finished, so it's down to the Elite Eight. And a game going on right now, UConn, the number one seed, is facing number three seed Illinois, and also number four seed Alabama is facing number six seed Clemson. And then tomorrow's games will feature number one seed Purdue against number two seed Tennessee, and number four Duke will be facing number 11 seed NC State. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Does relaxing in a warm swimming pool, hot tub, and sauna sound like an enjoyable way to spend time with your family and friends? Simon's Recreation Complex is your public indoor heated swimming pool located on the UW-Platteville Richland campus. While the campus may be closing, Simon's Recreation Complex is open and continues to meet the fitness and recreation needs of Southwest Wisconsin community. The swimming pool is open to the public daily for lap swimming, water walking, water basketball, and for splashing with the children. The swimming pool is now open extended hours through April 30th. Friday night, the pool is open until 8:40 p.m. Saturday pool hours are 7:30 a.m. to 3:55 p.m. Sunday pool hours are 1 p.m. to 4:55 p.m. The cost for non-members to swim is $5. Visit Simon's Recreation Complex this winter and spring to stay active and stay warm. Call 647-8522 or on the web at simonsrec.com.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Hello again, everyone. I'm Phil Nee. It's time for the Backtracking Shows. We take you back to a weekend in your life. Good to have you along as we look back on the 70s and 80s fondly tonight. Some music headlines. March 28th of 1985, 6,000 radio stations in the U.S. and Canada played the same song simultaneously. We Are the World, a fundraising song for African famine relief, recorded by 45 superstar artists. Sales of the single, album, video, and related merchandise initially raised more than $38 million in the U.S. We go back to 1985 and kick off this week's Backtrackin' Show.
Done it.
We are the world. We revisit that on the Backtracking Show today from WRCO. It was the end of an era this week in 1971 with musical guests Gladys Knight and the Pips slated to perform. Ed Sullivan took the stage for the last time as host of America's most popular variety program. Just a few days later, CBS phone producer Bob Precht to tell him that the show would not be renewed. After 21 years, Ed Sullivan was off the air. Last musical guest, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
So he's leaving the light. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
Final guest on the Ed Sullivan Show, 1971, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and one of their big hits of the 70s, Midnight Train to Georgia, here on the Backtracking Show.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Those are the words we use to greet each other on Easter Sunday mornings. It's a declaration and a celebration that Christ has indeed risen from the grave to new life. We celebrate the fact that God's Son, in the form of a human, came to live life with us to show us the way to the Father God. Jesus not only showed us the way, he is the way. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Because God is completely holy and righteous and we are completely not, a way needed to be made to bring us back into relationship with our Father. Our good living doesn't do it because we've already fallen short of God's glory and missed the mark. So Jesus came to live among us, but he also came to be the way back to the Father through the sacrifice of his own life to make the payment for the punishment of our sin. So when he died on the cross, Jesus paid it all for us. Oh wait, there's more. When he rose again from the grave, he gave us the way to new life in him so that we can join him in forever fellowship as children of God. God did that for me and for you. Isn't he awesome? Oh, by the way, wouldn't it be cool if we greeted each other that way every day, not just on Easter? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Welcome back to the Backtracking Show here on WRCO Radio. We're going back in time a little bit to this week in 1985, when Phil Collins would begin a two-week run at number one.
Backtracking WRCO!
I
number one music this weekend for Phil Collins. One More Night. It was in 1982 when the Doobie Brothers announced they were splitting up. The band started in the 70s with the number 11 hit Listen to the Music and would reunite for 1989's top 10 smash, The Doctor. They have reunited a few times for different tours since that time. In fact, they're still playing. Let's go back in time a little bit with Long Train Running, the Doobies on the Backtrackin' Show. Backtrackin', it is the pregame show for Those Were the Days as our Retro Saturday continues right here. It was this day in 1974 when Dionne Warwick and the Spinners recorded a song called Then Came You. Although Warwick didn't have much faith in the song, it became her first hit in nearly 4 years when it topped the Billboard chart later that year.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
Thank you.
Tried and true gold there from the Spinners and Dionne Warwick on WRCO's Backtrackin' Show, which is sponsored by Jay's Power Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy. We appreciate all of our sponsors of Backtrackin', and those were the days on Saturday night. We'll be having a rip-roaring good old time this Easter weekend coming up during Those Were the Days in just a little bit here today. Right now, a little 80s baby talk from a group called Kaja Goo Goo. This is Too Shy on the Backtrackin' Show. Was the lead singer of that group. He also had a hit called The Never Ending Story during the 80s on the Backtrackin' Show. Time for one more as we cruise towards six. Another one-hit wonder, Johnny Hates Jazz and Shattered Dreams.